This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Market doing here anyway, up 173 points right now. Dow's at just over 26. Kind of an interesting few days where things are cranking right along, which is good. We're going to talk about the market. We're going to talk about planning. You know, when can I retire? Do I have enough money? How much money do I need? How long will my money last? Should I worry about the market? What about the tax man? What about long-term care? You know, is this too much risk? Is it not enough risk? Should I save some more? When I die, what happens to my money? Those are all questions that they answer regularly at Collins and Crockett. Brian Crock is going to be here a little later on this morning to talk about that today on the program. And also talk about the NASDAQ and new highs. Other indexes catching up. Technology is a leading sector that continues, and evidently with technology adoption rates, analysts say the virus has pushed technology ahead like 3 to 5 years. So Zoom meetings, working from home, all of that went to a breakneck pace. Interesting. But the market's still a little twitchy, so I do worry about that a little bit. So we'll talk about all of that today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Chris Jones is going to join us momentarily from the North Dakota Department of Human Services, so we look forward to that. Couple of quick questions from listeners I want to get in here that were not for Senator Hovind but have been waiting for a while. GL, you're in western South Dakota, and you have a question about South Dakota versus North Dakota. That's all I know. Tell me what question you have.
Well, I'll get to that later. I'm grateful that your former governor, Mr. Hovind, your United States senator, not your state senator, appropriated funds for the defense budget, and that will go to the new home of the B-21 at Ellsworth Air Force Base near Rapid City.
That's a beautiful place.
The second thing is Mrs. Gnomes, the current governor, the former U.S. representative, is causing racial. Did you ever cover the racial overtone she's raising with the South Dakota reservations, Rosebud, Pine Ridge, and Shining?
If there's something new, I'm not familiar with it. But Christy Noem is she's rock solid. She's fantastic, and you know you can't really call someone racist unless you have an X-ray of their heart. And I don't have an X-ray like that, but I do have a pretty good, you know, idea. And Christy Noem is just one of those common-sense, wonderful leaders. South Dakota's lucky to have her as governor. Freest state in the country. They've been really amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing her next week. We're going to be down in South Dakota, Rapid City, Main Street Square, 5:30, with Mike Lindell and Jack Brewer, the former Viking, and a few other folks. Down there, Kellyanne Conway, Donald Trump Jr.'s in town, Secretary Barnard of the Interior. They're going to, of course, have the fireworks, Mount Rushmore with the President and the First Lady and his entire family. Man, we got a lot planned. So it's going to be a lot of fun down there next week. Hope you're going. Angela and Hazen, what's on your mind?
Hi, I was just calling to answer the question that you had asked if you thought that a media blackout was going to be beneficial or not, or would be beneficial or not. And I entirely agree with you if you could get somebody to do that, because they thrive on, or people that are committing crimes thrive on the media attention, and it just continues to go worse.
Good point. I mean, Angela, do you think that if a BH, Black House, AZ, Autonomous Zone, was not... would have been painted on the columns of St. John's Episcopal Church in Lafayette Square, or they'd try to take down the Andrew Jackson statue if there were no cameras there? Of course not. Right? Of course not.
Right. And Tucker Carlson, who was obviously a conservative, he did have camera activity when he was doing his show last night. You know, of course, he was disgusted about it. But the thing that I just don't understand is how, and I did hear while I was waiting for you, that President Trump is planning to sign executive orders in order to discontinue this activity or make it a great crime, but it used to be a crime, and I don't know where it went when these guys started doing this damage to our country, because I'm a taxpayer, you're a taxpayer, and those monuments belong to all of us, not just people that have something to say.
Well, and, Democrats tend to give in to the mob rule. Look at Tim Walz. Look at that mayor of Minneapolis. Have you ever seen a more pathetic example of leadership in your life by that boy mayor down there? I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the more you do that, the more they want. Angela, thanks for the call. Call again. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. If you're going to be visiting loved ones soon in the long-term care facility, you're going to need a mask. And that's not going to go anywhere for a while. So my friend Mike Lindell said, you know what? We gave these to hospitals, and now we have some of these 210 thread count, double layered, latex free, elastic straps, 100% cotton, reusable MyPillow face mask, $59.99 for a 20 pack with the promo code Scott. So if you're going to use them anyway, and you have them. And by the way, I'm not one of those mask shamers. If people want to wear a mask, people are concerned about their own health, wear a mask. Just don't, you know, expect anybody else to have to as well, right? I mean, it's just, it's America. So I think it's a good idea, and I'm glad Mike's doing this. MyPillow face mask, and of course, the towels. They have the beach towels, the beach blankets now, and all the towels. Everything they have with great specials at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 12 past the hour. Now we welcome the head of the Department of Human Services in North Dakota, Chris Jones. Chris, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you. I know we have a briefing later today with Governor Burgum, so we'll probably learn some more about the latest places that we're at. But you've had a number of phases you've been implementing for some time. Would you just give us an update on where that transition is at for the nursing homes? Obviously, a very sensitive place. We have our loved ones there, but we also have folks that are elderly and sometimes health compromised. So the protecting of the nursing home community, extraordinarily important. Same time, you want the family members to be with them and help that effort as well. So I know you're maneuvering a lot right now, but give us an update.
Sure, absolutely. So we're opening them up in three phases. And to be clear, our goal is to get everybody open. Our goal is not to keep people locked down. We just needed to have a phased-in approach to ensure the safety, but move as quickly as possible. So phase one is just for people to have more communal dining within without visitors. And as of this morning at about 10 a.m., 208 facilities were in that out of the 218. And of that, all of the skilled nursing facilities are up, back up, 58 of the basic care and 71 of the assisted living. In phase two, we currently have 34 facilities already allowing indoor visitation, and that includes 17 skilled nursing facilities, 9 basic cares, and 8 assisted living. And also, all of the facilities, skilled nursing, assisted living, and basic care, can do outdoor visitation through the facilities, through appointments, and we continue to encourage that and ask that those needs of those family members be met.
And these stages, 1, 2, and 3, there's steps, and you get to a second stage, and you wait a certain amount of time, and if everything remains the same, then you go to the next step. Is that right?
Correct. And we're only looking, so if you get to, when you get to phase two, that means indoor visitation. Phase three is essentially the new normal, or somewhat back to normal as the way it was. One of the things that we've built in this plan that sometimes frustrates some, but we have to be North Dakota smart. There's 208 facilities or 218 facilities in different communities. So the guideline is if there is a new resident who tests positive, we need to go back and look at that. But that doesn't necessarily mean immediately we go back to zero. We need to look and make sure that this could just be one outbreak or one individual isolated event. As I said at the beginning, we are so focused on trying to get these facilities opened up as quickly as possible, but with the safety of all in mind.
When you say it frustrates some, the frustrating part is what? One step back, one step forward, two steps back kind of deal, or what?
Just the fact that we're taking these this 14 days to get through this, and then to continue to do the testing, continuing the monitoring. We do know there's some testing fatigue. It is not always the most enjoyable thing to go through, but we need to do it, and it's the only way we have right now to monitor a situation to prevent some type of outbreak.
Is the testing including the residents, obviously, in addition to staff, in addition to family members visiting as well? Does everybody get tested?
Yeah, so right now it's just residents and staff, but we did do a pilot on Friday in Bismarck with Augusta Spice to start testing family members, and the pilot protocol for that is that we will treat family members the same as we treat workers themselves. So if they have a negative test come through, they provide validation to the facility. They're, you know, we'll ask them to avoid close contact, but they are free and clear to visit over the next 7 days based on the outcome of that test if they are negative.
Interesting. All right. Hold tight, Chris. We'll continue. Any questions or comments, welcome to for Chris Jones, heads of North Coast Department of Human Services. Big job. A lot of moving parts to that one. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Even though out on the road, I've been down before.
What's in the air?
Riding alone.
Right now, where you are. Home or a business? I mean, what? Anywhere. What's in the air? And how do you prevent coronavirus, or for that matter, any airborne virus from spreading in your home or business? We all think about this a lot more these days. And my friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have become familiar with a great product, the IAQ air cleaning products. It can kill viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria, and they are pretty easy to install into your existing HVAC equipment quickly, easily, and helps, you know, prevent the spread of colds even, the flu, other disease. Another way for you, just to be sure, call H.A. Thompson, find out more about this, 701-234-9889. Satisfied customers across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, since 1908, at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Back with Chris Jones from North Dakota Department of Human Services on What's on Your Mind. Texter during the break, a listener wanted to know about something we were just talking about. Maybe I'll just have you repeat that, but it sounds like you have a pilot project you tried out in Bismarck where you test residents. Then if they test negative, do they get sort of the next stage of visitation that you know, how do you, once you test them, once you find out they're negative, what's different for that person?
They essentially get to jump the gate. So if you aren't in a phase two yet and you want to spend time with your loved one and you test the negative, you can do visitation within that individual's room. So it's just to move these along more quickly. And then looking at the data that we get from this, how do we continue to use this going forward? Because not only are we working for this wave, we do have to be planning for the second wave, and we want more options for families to visit loved ones who happen to be in congregate housing settings. So part of this is for today, but part of this, unfortunately, is planning for the future as well.
Whose responsibility is that? I mean, is it the Department of Human Services? Is it the federal government? Or is it individual facilities to say, hey, we're going to keep our residents safe, but we're also going to recognize they need to see their loved ones, so we're going to find a way? Who's the lead on that, Chris?
I'm not a lawyer, so I'm gonna approach this from a common sense perspective. I think we're all responsible for it. The facilities are responsible for trying to keep infections out of their facilities, but it's very difficult to do. The state has a role to play in terms of regulation, but we can't overregulate to the point that nothing occurs. And then I think, you know, as the governor said multiple times, the reason North Dakota is ahead of most other states is because people have been smart. So I would make the argument it's on all of us to work together to try to do what's best for not only all citizens, but for the vulnerable as well.
Yeah, and you talked about North Dakota being a leader in this. I mean, there have obviously been frustrations about what this has done to seniors, and the unbelievable idea of separating them from their loved ones for that long a period of time and how challenging that is. I guess we can blame COVID for that, right? Really, nobody else is to blame. But, you know, to the extent, okay, we have what we have in the way of a crisis here, but we're going to manage our way out of this. You told me before that North Dakota is light years ahead of everybody else on this, right?
Yes, they are. And we recently had a call with FEMA Burma again as we look at different ways to do things. She asked for a copy of our plan. We know that she's sharing it with other states. We shared our plan with Minnesota last week, and they are starting to implement our plan. And the only other state that now we're aware of that started something is down in Oklahoma. For the most part, people are still locked up. Some are starting outdoor visitation but have no plan to move into inside visitation. I guess if you're in a nursing home in the Southern Hemisphere, it's less important. But we've got to get these opened up before it gets cold out. And we've got to have a plan for the winter this time, so that we're not locked up for an entire winter. If this would have happened in October and we weren't even able to do outdoor visitation, I think we'd be in a far worse position.
Speaking of outside visitation, I've heard that there were still a number of facilities that had the ability to do that weren't doing that. Is that number dwindled? At one point I heard, I think last week, that there were 50 facilities that still were not allowing outside visitation.
Yeah, we aren't actively tracking that number. However, as part of the vulnerable, the VP3 task force, the people who work it, right now about 50% of the calls they get are from families. Families asking why they can't do outdoor visitation. So they spend almost as much time now working with the facility saying, okay, guys, how do we work together to figure out how we do outdoor visitation? You know, work with us here. We've got to get these opened up. So I don't have the exact number, but know and would ask that when people have questions, either feel free to contact the VP3 team in the Department of Human Services or the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. I've spent more time talking to the Ombudsman now than I ever have, and it's a division within the Department of Human Services that is somewhat at arm's length. making sure that they have the staff and resources they need to follow up on some concerns that residents and family have as it relates to their services in long-term care facilities.
I, too, have had people, family members that are concerned about this and wanting questions answered, mentioned the ombudsman program as well, and with some success. So I think that's good. But it tells me that the facilities aren't necessarily doing the job of that much time in your department or of the ombudsman to get on this is having to do it. Would you put some of this on the facility?
I don't want to paint with a super broad brush, but I would say there's times that, you've got different cultures and different facilities, and some facilities are more scared of COVID than others. And so when you have that fear within your facility, you may take more conservative action than you would if you are more concerned about liberty. So how do we balance these things out? So at the end of the day, like I said at the beginning, we want these long-term care facilities opened up as soon as possible. So if families are having issues with that, especially outdoor visitation, please reach out and we'll help facilitate a solution.
You mentioned earlier the new normal. What is the new normal? What do you think that's going to look like for long-term care facilities?
That's a great question. I think as we look at all of this, folks in on the eastern side of the state have more options than folks on the western side of the state. And I think we've heard people say there is no home and community-based services. There aren't the home supports that are available in the west that there are in the east. As you're probably aware, the Department of Justice has been in North Dakota looking at our home and community-based services infrastructure and the lack of having an adequate number of providers based on the number of individuals in our state. So during last session, there were a number of bills and appropriations that occurred as it relates to building up our home and community-based services. And I think as we look at this and do a post-mortem as it relates to where individuals were able to go, we're going to have to look at how do we best deploy all resources. At the end of the day, residents and families get to choose where to live. It is not up to any industry or the state to say this is where you must go. So we want to be able to provide options to those residents and families going forward.
Only a few seconds left, but how concerned are you about this ID-10T spike of the coronavirus or the second wave or new spike? I mean, are those research projects defined enough to have you worried about them?
Well, they say worrying is about effective as chewing bubble gum while solving an algebra equation. So I try not to worry. It's we just need to be prepared. And we've learned enough this time around. We've got to prepare to give families options. So whether I'm worried about it, worry is a waste of time.
I'm with you on that front. Good point. Thanks, Chris. Thanks. We'll have you back. Chris Jones, North Dakota Department of Human Services, for the latest on long-term care.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Considered the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the directors of the CDC and the FDA will be testifying before Congress today. They're to share their views on the health risks facing the nation amid spikes in coronavirus cases in about 20 states.
the president of the Police Officers Federation of Minneapolis, giving his first interview since four of that city's officers were charged in the death of George Floyd. Bob Kroll telling CBS This Morning he does not believe racism is systemic in the Minneapolis department.
I am the first African-American ever elected to the Minneapolis Police Federation in 152 years. You know what I see? I see progress.
President Trump will be in Arizona today to view border wall construction and to hold a campaign rally. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Serve USA Studios, where today the home cooking awaits you for lunch. They have great meals at every PetroServe USA, great grab-and-go convenience, always fantastic specials. I mean, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day is a pizza. I mean, fill you up, personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza too, two fresh baked cookies, and they're always just like, it just came out of the oven, you know, just like mom makes. The 20-ounce fountain popper coffee, those are four items, pizza, two cookies, and a drink, 4 for $4 all day, every day. Four items, $4 all day, every day. And the lunch specials today, the meatball dinners at Harwood, the beefy noodle hot dish, or beefy boodle. Did we decide whether it's beefy boodle or...
I think it's noodle.
I did have a text from a listener saying beefy boodle was my nickname in college.
So maybe...
Maybe the person that came up with today's lunch special, put those two together.
I don't want to know how we got there.
Beefy noodle hot dish at 12th Avenue North Fargo location, and the tater tot hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Also in Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie, exit 292 off I-94, Valley City. Two sides and a bun come with all the lunch specials. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Tony Fauci is testifying at a House hearing right now on some of the... impacts of the coronavirus recovery and the different therapies that are out there and all the work they're doing to try and get ahead of a vaccination or a virus. So no doubt we'll have some interesting characters try to get him to say all kinds of horrible things about President Trump. But that's just part of the game. But anyway, so far so good on that front. There's also... officials from the Trump administration, obviously, there as well. So a lot of other folks chatting today up there, and we'll keep you posted on that. This afternoon, Governor Doug Burgum does his once-weekly now press conference. And a little tidbit that was at the end of last week's press conference said, hey, nobody asked me about when we get to complete reopening and the next phases. And he also said something about county-by-county reopenings. County-by-county. What does that mean?
Makes way too much sense, I'm thinking.
I know. I've been wondering when we were going to go to that long ago. Governor Walz should get that memo, so we should get that memo for crying out loud.
Please.
Thankfully, most of North Dakota's is in a position to be reopened. Anyway, let's talk some money. Let's answer your questions about these markets and where we're at. Brian Crock is here. Brian's a certified financial planner and... institutional portfolio manager right here in Fargo. Most financial folks sell you a product, then they ship your money to a fund company or like a New York money manager. Collins and Kroc manages their own portfolios right here in North Dakota. which is based on your plan. It's pretty good. What is a certified financial planner anyway? What does that mean? It sounds very fancy.
It does sound fancy. Good to be here, Scott. Basically, it's one of the highest levels of certification you can have when you're dealing with the retail public. And it's a certification that involves a lot of schooling, a lot of lessons that go along with that, and then passing some rigorous exams to show that, yes, indeed, we meet those high standards to help you through your financial planning process, but also help you with, you know, tax planning, money management, all of those things.
So I'm a client of Collins and Kronk, and you know, went through the plan, which we can talk about a little bit today, because I think that the planning is really enjoyable process to just get you to sit still long enough to think about these things and go through these different steps, and we'll talk about some of the questions today. But essentially, you have a fiduciary responsibility to me, to all your clients, as a certified financial planner.
Absolutely. Long before the fiduciary rule or any of those things ever came into the public vocabulary, those of us who are CFPs or certified financial planners already had that high fiduciary standard. So I am currently and have been a fiduciary for my clients, which basically means that we always have to put our clients first. We cannot have any conflicts of interest. So every bit of advice, every bit of money management that we do goes to that high standard. There's never any conflicts of interest, or our clients never have to question why we're telling them what we're telling them, because they always come first.
When I loved working with Collins and Kronk first of all, Jeff and Brian and Ham for many years from church and school activities, and I had no investment strategy. You know, I at one point had a 401k when I worked for other companies, but that got invested into starting radio stations and the cause, if you will. So I was always a little like sheepish about it, like, oh my gosh, I got to start sometime. And so Marie and I went in, and you were not judging. You were helping. You were like, we can do this, we can do that. And you do this little investing 101 interview.
Right.
Tell folks about that.
Well, we always start out with what we call our philosophy meeting. And so the very first part of this is saying, hey, let's first of all make sure that we're a good fit. So tell me about your philosophy with money. Tell me about, you know, how you were raised, what your values are. We'll tell you ours, too, and kind of how we think about this stuff. And then a little education about how we actually make money and manage money and advise our clients. And I like to get that out of the way at our very first meeting, because what we're after with our clients is creating nice long-term relationships where we're going to be working with you through a lifetime, maybe working with the next generation in your family. And so we always want to start out with just making sure that everybody's on the same page and see if we are a good fit at the very beginning. So we always start out with that sort of investing 101 philosophy meeting.
And if you want to text me, folks, or email us, certainly, and you want an investing 101 interview, you do that for anybody, right?
Absolutely. We'll sit down with people. We'll have that. And that's the whole aim of that is, one, is to provide an education, because we can sit down and we can talk about, you know, what is a stock or what is a bond or what do you think about money or saving, but everybody has different ideas about what that means. So let's start out by first defining what are those various terms and how do they fit in your life, how were you raised, and then we'll share with you what we think so that, you know, in the end when we're having that conversation about wealth and how to create it or how to preserve it, we're coming from the same standpoint.
So just if you're interested in that at all, 701-367-2054 is my number. You can text me. Just text me your email, and I'll pass it on to Brian. And you guys can set that up, and you'll find out why I like them so much. Texter says, ask Brian what he thinks of companies like Robinhood and Webull that allow people free trades and how they're impacting the stock markets. These companies saw a big upswing in people trading during the COVID lockdown. Traditional investors seem to hate these companies.
Yeah, I go both ways on that. You know, anytime we can provide a platform that allows people to trade or get more experience or exposure and educate themselves in the capital markets, whether that's stocks or bonds or mutual funds, I'm all for that. So I think, hey, it's great. We're getting a lot of young people involved in learning these things. From the time that my children were little, I had them owning stock in Disney and some of these other things so that they could actually participate and learn about how that works. So from that standpoint, I think it's great. I think anytime we can educate, there's not enough education out there for our young people. The flip side of that, though, is I just had somebody email me last week about a young man who took his own life after incurring a $750,000 negative balance in his Robinhood account. And I look at that and I say, okay, education is one thing, but there's also allowing people to make mistakes, allowing people to be irresponsible, to rack up that kind of a negative margin balance is just unconscionable in my opinion. And it goes back to why we need not just, you know, an empty platform, but advice and somebody holding their hand along the way, teaching them the right way to do this.
I mean, that's it's almost like, I don't know, flying without a rope or flying blind or whatever, right? Because I can see where it'd be exhilarating and it'd be kind of fun and you'd kind of get into it and do your own little research, but it's really not the way to a safe and prosperous retirement, is it?
Well, you're exactly right. And that's why, you know, again, going back to that philosophy meeting that we have when we're starting out a new relationship, we always start out, we want to know what is a person's experience level, what are they doing, how do we incorporate that into a plan? You know, have they been somebody who's, you know, had an advisor in the past and now they're ready to take it to that next level, or have they never had an advisor and they've always just been kind of, you know, doing it themselves or doing it on Robinhood or something like that? And so showing them the value that that guidance can add is just huge.
And when you come out of that end of the planning, you know, okay, when can I retire? Do I have enough money? How much money do I need? Do I need to worry about the market, right? Have we got to watch this up and down? If I'm going to, right, you know, the tax man, long-term care, you baked all that into the cake, right?
Well, that's just it. You know, so many people, they think about money, and we think about, you know, just, you know, what stock should I buy or something like that. But money is just the how. You know, what we really want to get to is the why. So money is going to let us do those various things like retire or pay for long-term care or maybe pay for that new car or something like that. But what is the why behind those things? And so, yeah, the plan itself, and that's why the planning is so important. We build a goal plan for every single client, and the idea is let's figure out the why behind some of this, because the plan is going to answer those questions that you have. Like you said, when can I retire, or am I saving enough to get to retirement? The last thing I want to do is provide just a fantastic portfolio. We got you excellent returns, but because we never had those other conversations, you can't retire. We didn't tell you to put enough money away. That's why we always start with that plan.
Let's talk about the markets. That's the shiny object. I always enjoy kind of following and getting your take on it because you're so good with this. First of all, the NASDAQ at new highs is just really amazing when you think about it. And even I look at the market right now sitting at 26.2, and I think, well, that's not that far from, you know, before this whole mess. We still have record unemployment. We have all this additional new debt, and yet, you know, we have the market doing what it's doing. What's going on?
Well, it's just wonderful to be a part of that right now. So we always say the market climbs a wall of worry, and there's plenty to worry about out there. So you've got a political climate that's highly charged. You've got this virus going on. You got this Black Lives Matter protest, and you got all these things going on, and the market's just going up and up and up. And so that's typical of the market. It'll always make a liar of people. It'll always climb that wall of worry. But behind that, there's real money pushing these stocks up because, you know, the short-term idea of this is it's a supply and demand market. And so why is the market going up? There are more people out there buying these stocks, betting that the economy and these stocks and these companies are going to get better rather than the other way around. They see positive things in there. Technology is the main driver of this right now, and that's why you're seeing the NASDAQ, which is loaded with technology stocks, you know, moving higher every single day, it seems.
What's behind that? Why is technology a hot object right now?
Well, technology always is a great growth area to be in, but we're just really priming the pump with that. So you think about what we're all doing in this sort of, you know, stay-at-home coronavirus environment. So we've got people working at home. We're using more Zoom meetings right now. We're ordering more things online. People who never ever thought they'd be ordering things online are now learning new payment methods where they're not using cash. They're using PayPal or Venmo or some of these other things. And guess what that does? That forces that adoption rate even further forward. So different analysts have looked at, say, Zoom, for instance, or Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, and said, you know what, we're seeing the adoption rate that we expected to be, you know, 3 to 5 years out. It's happening now.
Incredible. We're talking to Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk on the program today. Collins & Kronk manages portfolios right here in North Dakota. Brian's an institutional portfolio manager, also a certified financial planner. Getting his take on the market. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the other sectors of the market that are doing well. Healthcare, biotech, a couple examples when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From hot spring spas and pool tables too. In Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, online at hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's a couple of things that you can do in the way of a reaction to bad things happening. Take the whole coronavirus, China virus, Wuhan virus, COVID-19, whatever. Right? You can see it and you can cower in the corner in fear. Or you can say, where's the opportunity? Some of that's what we just talked about with Brian from Collins and Kroc about technology sector. Now 3 to 5 year advances are happening because of what happened with this. My friends at HSS Courier and Medical Delivery, same thing. Courier service. And they added medical delivery in the middle of this. And now they're doing a lot more than that. They'll do security consults with you, rather. They'll do security for you. Actually want security at your location. I'm having them over to the house to just go through the house. It's been a while. We put in a security system and arm it every night, you know, the windows, doors, and all that. But, you know, maybe it's time for an update. So have them in for a consult. They can help you. David, 701-866-5774. John, 701-367-5763. Find them on Facebook. HSS Courier. Or HSS Medical. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, more of our conversation with Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc. We're talking about this crazy market. All-time high, once again today, in the NASDAQ, and it continues. Sectors that are leading the way for this rise. You told us about technology. Let's talk about healthcare.
Well, healthcare is an interesting one, Scott, because healthcare is normally one of the other true leaders is to lead any economy, and it's been a laggard over the last several years. And it's just recently, with all the research money and the money chasing around this virus looking for vaccines and cures, that we've finally seen biotech basically break out of about a five-year trading range. So finally we're above that and moving into new high ground. So you can tell there's a lot of new investors that are looking for answers within that healthcare and biotech space.
That's a good thing, though, right? So they're investing more in these companies that go out and find a vaccine or find a therapy or find the best new kind of testing machines so testing can be more widespread. I mean, all that is the market responding to a need, right?
Well, you're exactly right. So you can just see how the capital markets are so efficient and they reallocate capital where it's needed in society. And so there's two things. Part of it is, you know, virus technology, trying to fight the virus or figure out ways to treat it. And then some of it's just, you know, normal healthcare supplies. We've got people who are in ICU. Or in, you know, going to the hospital or just getting tested. So testing supplies, you know, all of those reagents and things of that nature are going to be in demand, and therefore investors know that and want to be a part of that. So, yeah, it's our markets at work doing exactly what they do.
Dana sends a note here. Says, ask what they are advising their investors to do if interest rates go negative and people have to pay for savings and CDs.
Yeah, that's interesting. So we've only seen that a couple of times, you know, in our country. We've dipped into negative rates just because the bond market forced us there, but not necessarily from a policy standpoint per se. But negative interest rates certainly are a possibility if we feel like we need to stimulate. And so our same thing that we always say, the lower interest rates go, the more the Federal Reserve is forcing money out there into the markets. That happens to be great for equities or stocks, and not good for bonds. And so I always say, watch what we're doing. And then in any kind of an environment like that, you want to really focus on quality.
The market's still a little twitchy. You say that's the term you use, right?
Yeah.
Twitchy. I don't know exactly. Just a little skittish, maybe, huh?
That's a perfect analogy. It's skittish. We got kind of these knee-jerk reactions. You can see just yesterday, you know, Peter Navarro had a slip of the tongue, you know, about the China trade policy and about the agreement that's been made so far.
He said they were done. We're done.
Yeah. I guess that's a pretty big slip of the tongue when you think about that. But the market just started selling off immediately. One tweet from Trump that says, no, we're not done. The agreement is still in place. And now we've got a nice big update, over 200 points on the Dow. So yeah, watch for some of that stuff, because we're in a space where just a week and a half ago, we saw a 5% sell-off in the market. So little tiny nuggets of news, people are ready to react in a pretty big way.
I see also there's some new scare out now that there's a spike, I think they call it, a spike off of the main coronavirus. And they're expecting this to be spreading even faster than the other one. I mean, there's contagion of fear out there, right?
You know, I wish people would just take the time to do research. We get a lot of people calling our office just asking questions like, what about this or what about the virus? To the point where I actually started writing a little bit of a newsletter about that, because we spend so much time doing research. But one of the things you'll find in virology is that viruses mutate, they mutate often, and usually each mutation is less powerful, less potent than the version before that. So viruses kind of mutate themselves out of existence, and that's really what I see happening. It's hard to believe a spike would be even, you know, more potent, but we'll watch for that.
Very interesting. You've also complained before about a narrow market. Is this still the case? What is a narrow market?
Well, yeah, it is still pretty narrow when you look at the fact that we've talked about 2 out of the 11 sectors really dominating everything. That's technology and healthcare, and not much else has been participating. Today, I just bought one of my first industrial stocks I've bought in a while. We added that to our portfolios, and so that's a sign that things are spreading out into other areas. A narrow market is when too much money is concentrated in too small of an area, and most of it's been in technology. So we'd like to see that spread out. We're seeing that finally spread into the consumer, some of the industrials, and then we're starting to see some of that spread into small caps, which is very, very healthy for this market. If we can get small companies participating, that'll be a boost for us.
Take the step to plan a better retirement. You'd be glad you did. Trust me, I've done it. You will too. Brian Cronk, Jeff Collins, the team at Collins & Cronk. You can call them at 701. You're writing this down? 701-235-0119. And if you text me, it's 701-367-2054. I'll connect you for the Investing 101 and the newsletter. God bless
you.
Hi,
this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.